anyone who has ever visited Assisi, in addition to the great basilica under which St. Francis is buried, there's another famous church in the valley below the city of Assisi called St. Mary of the Angels. A lady, Queen of the Angels, much short, posuncula, a little portion set aside for Our Lady. Church is a very tiny one. I don't suppose you could squeeze more than 5 or 6 people in there at one time. But it's covered, of course, surrounded by a great basilica, built later, and is a point of pilgrimage for many. But it also reminds us of how important Our Lady is in the lives of the saints. And unless you think only a few people are called to be saints, we need to remind ourselves in modern times, everyone is called to be a saint. The saying went in the novel by Léon Bloy, a French Catholic of the late 19th century, and a woman who was poor, dying on a bed, she was a kind of Mary Magdalene of modern times. It's only one sad thing, not to be a saint. Doesn't matter what else you may have succeeded at doing, if you didn't become a saint in doing it, you wasted your life. And with that, we can understand the importance of the spiritual favors, especially that even before St. Francis came along and discovered a place that Our Lady had provided for him to accomplish the work that he had been given by Christ, speaking to him from the crucifix in Saint-Amel. Don't you see, my church is falling down, go repair it. And it meant not only the physical edifice that we call a church, but that great assembly of people that is the mystical body of Christ. The need, as it were, to help our friends, our neighbors, those whom our Lord entrusts to our care, maybe a chance meeting, find their salvation. We speak of the miraculous medal that Our Lady revealed to St. Catherine Laboure in Paris in 1830, Rue de Bach. It's another example of the same mediation of all graces. It's no accident that our present Holy Father, Benedict XVI, is constantly reminding us that every spiritual blessing, and indeed, every temporal blessing that comes to us through the work of our Savior comes to us from him through her. Because that's the way he came to us, through her. One of the angels waited upon Our Lady, messenger from heaven. That's what angel means, messenger. Would Our Lady be the Mother of God? Would she consent to be the Mother of the Savior and Redeemer? Would she consent to be our Mother? And she said, yes. Be it done to me according to thy word. What does that mean? Our Holy Father says every spiritual blessing that we receive, whether we know it or not, comes to us through her. It's much better that we realize that. And why is she so efficacious in this? Because she stood at the foot of the cross. She shared the suffering of Jesus. She was compassionate, and therefore she is merciful, kindly. This is what is so marvelous about the particular indulgence. Of course, there are many indulgences available to us, but in those days, a plenary indulgence was a rare thing, and if you wanted to obtain one, you had to take a rather difficult, of course, sea voyage to Palestine. Or you could try going overland, but it might take you the better part of a year or more with all the obstacles to travel in those days. Now, of course, we don't have so much obstacle to travel as we do all the wars and stuff that are going on there, make it rather dangerous to expose yourself too often in the wrong place. A plenary indulgence, a simple visit to this little roadside chapel known as St. Mary of the Angels. Pray for the Holy Father, go to confession, receive Holy Communion. And if you are truly worthy, detached from all those little vices that are called the venial sins, or the tendency to commit venial sins, tell a few white lies here or there, and all the other little things as well we think we can get away with, where it doesn't make any difference. You know, there is a consequence. Every sin has a consequence. First, there's the guilt. Even when I commit only a venial sin, there's a little sense, well, I don't want everybody to know about this. I kind of keep it in the dark. Well, that's my little secret. and that there are the consequences. I know I am liable to punishment of one kind, and I know that I have need of healing. Temporal punishment due to sin, even venial sin, but of course mortal sin. The eternal punishment is forgiven, but it's only in baptism that my innocence is restored. This is why the confessor, the priest who hears our confession, gives us a penance. He doesn't ask us if we want to, he gives it to us. And it's a blessing to be able to cooperate. The more we cooperate, the more we, as it were, rekindle our desires for the things that are important. The life that has been prepared for us in heaven, even now, if we are united with Jesus, it's possible for us to begin to taste the joys of heaven, that peace that exceeds all understanding. Even if I'm getting ready to be led out and crucified with Jesus, I know that's not the end of the road. It only appears to those who have no faith, who think that happiness consists in having one more drink for the road, or some silly thing like that. The things of this world, even the so-called important things, do not have a permanence and cannot provide that joy and that peace that is absolutely indispensable to genuine, authentic happiness and blessedness. Only united to Jesus, sharing his life, is that possible. And how does it come to us? Through Our Lady. That's what's so significant about St. Francis. And as it were, taking the hint from Our Lady, one day he asked the Pope, he wanted an indulgence that had never been heard of before. It was so generous, so easy. But the Pope gave it to him and said he saw that he was sincere, he saw that he was inspired by Our Lady, and we have been blessed by it ever since. So many others have been given. Just recently, the Holy Father has permitted our Shrine Church here to enjoy, not just once a year, gain a plenary indulgence. You can read them on the little notice that's on the bulletin board in the back. There'll be one on August the 5th. We're affiliated with St. Mary Major, the primary basilica of Our Lady in the Western world. On all the solemnities of Our Lady, on the patronal feast that will come December the 12th, once a year. On any day you want to select, you can gain a plenary indulgence here. The conditions are rather simple. Confession, Holy Communion, prayer for the Pope. That's what it essentially comes down to. And marvel of marvels, if you join an organized pilgrimage to this shrine, every member of the pilgrimage, as many times as you come in pilgrimage, can gain a plenary indulgence, either for yourself or for some poor soul in purgatory. It also underscores how much we can do with just a little sacrifice. We don't have to be dying of cancer, but even if we are, how much we can accomplish. Purgatory is a great blessing, but we have to simply live it out. We can't help ourselves too much there. The time, as it were, to be ready for heaven is now. But we who are now alive, we can offer some, even simple sufferings. Putting up with someone who is not exactly, you would call, as it were, has the most pleasant of personalities, a difficult character, etc. We can give many, many examples. And we can, as it were, help who knows how many souls. We can simply ask Our Lady to take care of those who are in most need. That's the way St. Francis went about things. And so the conclusion is, here we should draw closer to Our Lady, recognize what our Lord did when he gave us in dying his mother as our mother. There is no better way of approaching Jesus. There is no sure way. There is no way so easy to be close to Jesus, to be united to him, than through Our Lady. Remember that always. And you'll always, every day, pray to her with the angels. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. You will add that invocation, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now, in this moment, and also and most importantly at the hour of our death. That's the essential thing, to be in the state of grace when the moment of passing comes, and to have, as it were, disposed of all the temporal punishment due to sin, we are perfectly ready to enjoy heaven with no side stop in purgatory. Our Lady will help you to do that. Be close to her, and you will always be close to Jesus. Praise be Jesus and Mary.